These hoes don't know how to cook.
Hey man, it's your boy Fresh P, man. You know who I vibe with.
Hey, what up? It's your boy. You already know the one and only Joel Santana.
What's up, y'all? This Lance. You ready?
It's your boy Corey with a K. His squad represent a local landlord owner.
Yeah.
It's your boy Freshy.
You already know what it is. It's your boy Worldwide Poppy.
Hold on, wait a minute. What's up,
ATL?
It's
your favorite Ethiopian Sue Solo, and you guys are keeping it locked.
Shout out to Miss Tiana E.
Miss Tiana E.
Miss Tiana E.
Miss Tiana E.
Don't change it, okay? Where else you gonna go?
All right, what's up, y'all? Y'all back vibing with Miss Tiana E, and I'm here with my girl, Deja.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my gosh. So, y'all, we got some topics we're going to talk about. This is my next Let's Talk About It, because, you know, the last one, she was on my last one that I had with Javon and King Kai.
Miss y'all.
And that was a fun time. That was fun. One topic that we want to discuss is marriage.
Why are you saying
that? So, I'm gonna be honest, y'all, I was never that person that was hype on marriage.
Me neither.
I never was a person that was like, I have to be married, I want to be married.
And I will say, being with two parents that were married, it's cute to see something like that. It's very possible, you know?
It's
like,
cute.
Yeah, that's cool, it can happen, but it doesn't necessarily need to happen for everything. Like, so my parents got married when my mom was 18, 19, and my dad was 22, 23.
Mm-hmm.
Then they planned to have me. So they did it in order, and everything was perfect, but that's just like, I feel like that's a one in a million thing. Now in our generation, we can't even have a conversation for 2 weeks, and that makes sense. Like, it just...
You can't even date properly now.
You can't. I've never been big on marriage. I just feel like, you know, a wedding dress is cool. I did say, I'm not against marriage. I would want to be married one day, but I'm not the one. I have to get married first, then have a kid. Religiously speaking, that would be great if it happened like that, but that's just not in the times that we're living. We typically meet people based off of attraction first, of course.
Yes.
Then, you know, we get to talk to them and like, okay, I kind of like their personality. I like what they do for me. I like how we hang out, where we go. All that stuff is cool. Get a little, you know, bumping and grinding.
Right.
Doing stuff we're not supposed to be doing, stuff that we are well aware of.
Right.
Things happen, and marriage is just not one of those things that's like, still, I gotta get married.
Yeah.
I was talking to a girl the other day, and she was just very heavy on not having kids before she got married, and I asked her why. She said she just wants the ring, she wants the wedding, she has a wedding dress, she wants to slim down. None of it really made sense. As far as the baby, because once you get the ring, then what?
Right.
I asked her, I have a boyfriend, and I tell people I'm married all the time. What is that? What's the difference? When she asked me, was I single, taken? I said, I'm married. Just because I'm just used to saying I'm married.
Right.
She didn't ask for papers.
See, my whole thing is, it's like, people can be married and still be doing the fuck shit.
Oh, definitely.
So let's just put that out there.
Definitely.
They can still be
doing
that shit.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Me personally, probably because the marriages that I have seen growing up and stuff, and seeing how they don't really go that way.
Stuff happens,
and it's like, okay, people lose love for each other. People lose sight of love and loving each other. Like, people don't even know how to love each other. No, like, they'll get with you, they'll be with each other. They do like her timeline, have the child like that, and
do
now,
it the right way,
right,
and end up wrong.
Exactly. My whole thing is too, like, relationship wise anyways, I would rather, because I talk about this all the time, like, do y'all rather have a title or a bond?
A bond.
And I say bond all the time.
A bond, for sure. Bond. That goes so long. That goes such a long way. Like, a bond with a person, honestly, I just feel like you're not trapped in a marriage, but to get married, already so much financially. Like, you gotta pay for the wedding that lasts 20 minutes. And that's for everybody else.
Yes.
The only thing I feel like is what matters between y'all two, the dance, the I do, the kiss.
Girl, the honeymoon.
Oh, I forgot about that. Small stuff. See, stuff I don't even think about that is necessary. I did say if I was ever gonna get married, I'm gonna have like a wedding reception, like a big old party. Like, you know what I'm saying? We just go eat real good. I love me some meatballs.
Yes.
Eat real good, have a little seafood bar, you know, just open bar, just something to celebrate. That, you know, I don't mind going to the courthouse. I think it's just
I literally
exciting.
Was just gonna say that, like,
you wake up and you're
baby,
like,
if I had to do it like how Carrie Bradshaw did on Sex in the City.
And in the end, Carrie Bradshaw married John James Preston in a label-less dress.
I do.
By the power vested in me by the state of New York, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
You know, when you meet a person.
Yeah.
I truly feel like one day I'm gonna wake up and
damn,
be like,
but honestly, that is the topic. Because how do you actually know when you know? Because sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, sometimes we have times where I feel like as females, and I mean, I can't speak for everybody, I can just probably speak for myself, but you know, sometimes that I felt like, oh, I met that person, mm-hmm. and I feel like I really wanna grow with you, and I feel like we can really.
And I think that's just one of these generation things. Like, you remember when we was in middle school? I had a new boyfriend every Friday. It just happened like that. And I just feel like things change. Like, so now we're in a generation where we meet people, let's say, social media is really popular. So, mm-hmm. you know, if we're into art, music, whatever, and you know, you meet somebody off of that, you get a bond off of that. Chemistry is really heavy. And then like, one thing always leads to another. And I don't ever think, nine times, well, I feel like for right now, our generation, a lot of people get married just off the strength of, I'm married.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I ain't asked for no papers. Like, all right, congratulations. Like, I don't see any difference in I'm married and I live with my husband, or I have a boyfriend and I live with my boyfriend. I'm with the boyfriend. Like, I need to try to test you out. Like, because I would hate to marry you. Put all our stuff together, invest and do all this stuff, and then we do not work out. The divorce is almost as much as, if not more, getting married.
Exactly.
To separate.
Our parents and, like, you know, baby boomers, all stuff like that, they're like, oh, no shacking up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to test to see how you are living together.
I'm going to tell y'all, I'm a living testimony. I'm shacking. I am not grateful to be like, I'm not out here publicizing that I'm shacking. But it was just one of those things, like,
but it's one of those things that you need to know. Like,
living together, you truly know how somebody is. Because, like, visiting, you don't stay that long to notice they don't put their toothbrush cap back on their toothbrush. You don't stay that long to notice they don't really fold that underlining sheet in the bed. They just fold the comforter back.
Right? With this whole quarantine, a lot of females really, these hoes don't know how to cook.
And I
will say, staying home a lot, can I cook?
Girl,
that'd
be cool.
Let me talk about spaghetti. If y'all like it a little spicy, y'all know the Rotel dip, the hot tomato, hot tomato Rotel?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she just put y'all on us.
Put y'all on game. So you gonna season your meat a little bit.
All right.
Put your little meat sauce.
All right.
Whoop it up, let it simmer. Turn it down a little low.
Add that hot juice.
Rotel. Put all the juice in there, might as well. Put all the juice in there. And then the tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes, but they're real good. I promise you. That's gonna change your spaghetti. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, because you know I'm gonna try that one. You know I'm gonna try
and that just take your spaghetti from like a.
Okay.
In my case, if you feel comfortable enough to move in with somebody,
mm-hmm.
things really don't change. Like, you see each other all the time. The only thing you do lose is that, like, oh, I miss you, I'm gonna fly you here, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. But
things shouldn't change.
Not too much. It shouldn't be like a drag.
When it's supposed like to be, when it goes good, things shouldn't change. Yeah. Now, when it's just some, if it's anything, it will literally be like you start realizing like y'all really don't have good communication. Yeah. A lot of men don't do the same things though. I feel like me and they should really be having a conversation about this for real, because a lot of men do not do the same things. Like, you know how when you feel like a man is supposed to provide, or whatever case is, like, you know.
Let me clear that up really quick. A man is placed on this earth to solely provide. Regardless of who told you what you on this earth for, how you got here, why you here, a man is placed on this earth to provide, and that is to the day I die.
And that's literally all.
To the day I die, honestly.
We have this conversation all the time, because honestly, like, and I agree, but some things that I personally put up with or used to put up with, and Deja would be like, what? Like, she'll be like, what? Like,
Cause I know, teen, some stuff just don't make sense to me.
I honestly don't think about marriage though. Like, I'm not a person that's like, oh, all right,
cause that's date, then we're gonna get married.
I date to marry. Like, I'm not really
that's
that
cool.
That. Like, I don't let nobody, like, that's fine for you. That's what you wanna do. But for me personally,
right now we're dating. And
I'm dating to have a bond with you and to experience you.
And then a lot of times you can meet a lot of people who you're not meant to be with. It's just you go through certain things with that person for a reason, which sometimes we don't know right then, but you go through a lot of things with the person.
Mm-hmm.
that could prepare you for your next relationship.
Yeah.
So not everybody you're supposed to be with, you're supposed to marry. Some, you might not even get married. And I always say this, like, even though I'm in a relationship, marriage for both of us is not like a, we love each other, but yeah. It's not like a, I don't, that's like not like a goal. Like, that's not like a, we always say it like, ooh, can't wait to get married. Mm-hmm. Just jokingly, or he said numerous times, like, I can't wait to marry you, but it's not like a, we don't have a deadline, we don't have a date, an age limit, like.
Right.
I just think that's stupid. And forgive me if I step on toes, but like, the girl I was talking to the other day, she just made it seem like such a big deal to follow steps in order. She's not even religious either. To me, if you can see that, you all are nothing.
Yeah.
So you go, if you can bring up the Bible about following orders, being married, then having a kid.
Okay.
I don't really see no tattoos, no piercings. Why are you even having sex?
Yeah.
Because then the first thing is birth control. What you on birth control for?
Cause what you controlling? Oh, then you said cramps for it.
Okay, and migraines. You're right. It's like no one, because that's not a heavy thing. Like, are you married? We just asking. You got somebody?
Right.
You got,
are you dating? Are you single?
You have a baby mama. That's
right. I think you people, got kids.
People exactly. Ask, do you have a baby mama before you? Do you have a wife? Because that's just something that's just not highlighted. And especially in our generation, I will say I've seen a lot of failed marriages in our generation from people that we went to high school with solely. Trying this marriage thing
early,
it's not working.
And clipping,
it's not working at all. They get married, had a kid. Now y'all are divorced. Now y'all having custody battles over the kid. When we could have just been dating, creating that bond, and our kid could just, you know, we could figure it out that way. But no.
But also, like, even with the whole like creating the bond thing, like a lot of times, like, I guess people just need to learn how to communicate.
Communication that may be is a big one. Effective communication.
Effective. Not just, yeah. Do you hear me? Mm-mm. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I need you to understand process.
Yeah.
I actually came up on a thing on Instagram. It was about a man's job during an argument, mm-hmm. to listen. So if I'm coming to you with a problem, ask me questions pertaining to what I just said.
Yeah.
They're supposed to lead. So a man's ending goal in an argument should be to provide a solution. So now that we've talked about it, this is my solution. What's your solution? A lot of times, I am an Aquarius, mm-hmm. so I feel like people try to match my energy. Of course, I'm hot-headed, I'm yelling, you want to yell with me, but as a man, how can I respect you if you're yelling at me about a situation that we're going through?
Right.
How are we gonna get to
understanding if we're both literally like at each other's throats?
It's not gonna work.
That's not how effective communication works. And I think that we might need to drop some tips on effective communication literally today, because
I mean, talk about 1, 2, 3.
Like, yes, because
it's easy to.
I mean, and don't get me wrong, I know a lot of times us females, we have certain ways that we communicate that men hate, and they're like, okay, well, I feel like da da da, and that makes them feel like they have to be at our neck like that. But it'd be like, you don't. And then they like,
I feel like y'all know if we like this in the bed, and normally we all in your face, you know it's something wrong with me. So instead, let's try to reflect. Like, how was your day? That's like open. Like, how was your day? Well, what does that mean? Talk to me. Turn around.
Yeah.
It's just, let's just open the community. Because
people, they get in ghetto, okay?
I'm in the ghetto. Da,
da, da, da. It's getting real ghetto out
here. Social media. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I don't want to know your business. Because what y'all girls tend to do, boys too, post it all on social media. We not together. Single. Post and delete. Y'all know we seen it. I don't like that type of inconsistency. Like, I should not have to know your business, and then now I want to give you advice, and I know you don't want to take it. And I would hate to argue with you.
We want to have these private lives, and we want to really just be able to love publicly but privately.
Right. Show what you want to show, but it's still private.
Yeah, but
it's hard.
It's very hard, especially.
You think it's a generation, or you think it's just?
I feel like it's definitely generation.
11 minutes later.
Okay, so the party is inside now. So you want to discuss polygamy.
How you feel about it? I just want to know your take.
Okay, so my whole thing is, I know a lot of people, they're like, we're not living in this world for just one person. And I feel like,
oh, this,
Are you agreeing or are we disagreeing on this? We never disagree. Okay, go, 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 go.
Are you agreeing?
I don't think that there's, I think we're meant for multiple people.
I know at first it was like, it took me a little minute to actually understand the whole concept. Right. Like, this is like, what? Like,
right.
I don't want to share my
name. It don't sound right.
But when you actually think about it, it's like,
there's a billion and some people in this world. And I just don't feel like if anybody has met somebody with all character traits, attributes that they're looking for, I don't think it's true. I don't think it's possible. I've met people who have 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10.
Yep.
Never a 10 out of 10.
With the whole like polygamy, and we're saying how like we feel like we are not only meant for just one person, but meant for just one person. Do you feel that you will ever like share your man with another female because you know that he's probably meant for someone else too? But at the same time, with you sharing him with someone else, would you be
right? Like, so here's my thing, and I talk about polygamy a lot just because I'm not like, ooh, the world needs to change to polygamy.
Right.
The world shouldn't be monogamous anymore.
Right.
Because obviously we're too far in and that's not gonna happen. But I would say, I think I'm too far in now to even go backwards. But if I was a little younger, I would probably venture out just to see how that life is. And it's not like you're openly cheating, you have an open relationship. I just feel like I would probably be too concerned.
People definitely don't get the misdirection of both.
Yeah.
They kind of mix up both, like polygamy with open relationship.
Yeah, and that's just not it. You just have multiple connections
with
people, or you share like multiple bonds like we were talking about earlier. So I feel like if I was dating someone who could possibly be meant for someone else, I think I would honestly be too worried about the other person I'm talking to that, you know. So I don't think I'd really be too focused on what you have going on. And I feel like the way polygamy works, most of the time, you remember True Life?
Yep.
Love True Life. We need to bring that back.
Yep.
MTV, please. We'll direct it, hire, be a part of it, whatever y'all need us to do.
Because y'all really need to be able to share these stories.
We love True Life.
You know who I wish they would do a True Life on before they turned off True Life?
Let me guess. Tell me.
No need to guess. Taz's Angels. I really want them to do one on Taz's Angels.
Never thought about that one.
Because I want to know what's going on up in that house. And they believe in polyfly life.
I don't think, I'm not against it. Like, but
how do you feel about their polygamy versus like, do you feel like their polygamy is different from like?
It's different.
Yeah.
It's what I'm thinking of, like, I'm thinking it's something like simple, but it's just, once again, our generation is just not set up to
have a lot of simple things.
It's just not simple. Like, everything is so difficult. Like,
yeah.
I can't like you and like you because then, oh, God forbid, I like two people at once and I'm 24 years old. Like, she don't know what she want. And that's not the case at all. It's just like, I take it back to middle school. Like, in middle school, every Friday, I ain't gonna name call, but y'all knew who y'all my boyfriend. They were my boyfriends. Every Friday, we would rotate. Like, I would be with 1 through 4. We started back at 1. Like, we just all liked each other. And there was no, like, I didn't commit to anybody. Who
committed? And you didn't. And you never got upset when they were with.
Never got upset. Just because I felt like I was still in that rotation of, like, dang, now I'm with number 2 because number 2 got what number 1 and number 3 and 4 don't have. So I'm not really worried about what number 1, 3, and 4 got because I'm with number 2 right now.
Now, even with, like, now, like, because we're not in the school no more, like, we're older, so.
It's just more difficult.
It's so much more difficult because a lot of people, like we talked about earlier, a lot of people are like way more like focused on, I'm getting to marry.
Yeah.
I want to be married.
And
then
I think
baby,
you should
just
be then
the, like, they don't want to just date. But at the same time, now we do love a good date, but.
We love a great date.
We do love a great date, but it's so difficult because I feel like guys always take it to, to extremes.
Yeah,
I think I just have to get to the mode of like how to actually date.
Yeah, and then like I was to always tell my friend, you have to be vulnerable. Like, you have to just try. Like, you have to put yourself out there because you would never know by just being like what you're used to, because obviously it's not working because you're not dating anybody.
Right.
So take what you have tried to do. It's not working, obviously, or maybe you just haven't met the right person. But more than likely, we're older now, so it's just not working. So try a new tactic. So if you normally are, let's say, aggressive, do something opposite. Or if you're normally not aggressive, try to be aggressive, like just or straightforward, not aggressive. A good tip I do have as far as dating, being in a relationship,
right?
Just say it up front. Just say whatever it is. So when I meet someone or when I was meeting people, it was like, oh yeah, I'm being open. Just, I'm talking to somebody, or yeah, I'm dating.
And that's something I probably have to learn, because I try to like guard feelings.
No, don't do that. I mean, of course, monitor them.
It's so crazy because at the same time, when I tell people, like, don't do that with me, because I don't want you to do that with me, right. But then I'm doing that with you. Mm-hmm.
That's typical, typical. But I think like as a guy, I think they like when we open up and like, I'm not a crier. At all, like I just don't cry. It's just dumb.
You have to know me from a little. You gotta know me for a little minute. You have to know me for a little minute. You probably have to know me either for a little minute, or you have to know me like. You have to know me good and well, or
at most.
You have to been able to got to know me good to where I can be like I can trust in you to do that, because I don't
open up.
Yeah, that whole like I'm gonna cry in front of you and I don't know you like that.
Might cry out of frustration.
Yeah,
I'll cry out of frustration first before I cry just because.
Because I'm just feeling it.
Because like, I want to put my hands on you, and I can't communicate at this point.
Question, because the girls will love to know. Mm-hmm. When did you? Because let me just cut to chase. A lot of females actually will make it seem like I knew my worth. I knew that my standards, and I knew what I deserved, like, and it's cap. So when did you actually, as you know, you either was it back then or growing up now, realize like the worth and knowing the standard of what you were gonna put up with and the stuff that you was like, oh, I'm not doing that, like I'm not putting up that.
I will say, going back to marriage, good thing I had a visual from my parents, so it was like, oh yeah, my mama not taking no crap. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got a man. He doing this. He doing what he's supposed to do. We'll say his mouth get out of line.
Right.
Disrespectful.
Right.
Anything of that nature, she not putting up with that. So, and I think me being an only child, and I'm a girl, a mama's girl, like, I ain't putting up with that either. But honestly, in middle school, what messed it up was all the boys was wanting to date me. And then at that time, I was like, well, I like you and I like you. They were like, okay, well, let's just all date. Let's just date. You date us both and you just pick. From there, I was like, wow, I have that option of just like dating. And I could just openly be with whoever I wanted to be when I wanted to be with them. And literally from there, I was just telling her, I don't think I've had like a bad experience with a boy. Like maybe one, but it was just nothing like major.
Literally like.
I knew since I was in like, I guess my first little boys encounter was really in middle school.
Yeah, but. Literally, you knew from Deja is heavy. I know what I want. I'm not doing this. I'm not putting up with this. Mm-hmm. And you're going to either.
It's honestly my word in the highway. It sounds very like childish, but.
And people, some people will be like, it sounds very only childish.
Mm-hmm. It might sound like that, but.
But at the same time, that's what it is.
And then if you don't agree, there's a thousand. 1,000 and a quadrillion other people in this world. Yeah. And I'm not gonna, like, of course, I ain't gonna front. I lost sleep over one or two. Like, dang. He really left. I'm like, oh, okay. Let me. They come back, but it's just the fact that, wow, they really left. Like,
yeah.
I gave you that option. You took it.
And so you
I
really can't took be mad. It.
Yeah. Like, dang, you. Okay. You really bounced.
And okay, so how did that make you feel like when they actually really be taking that Ooh. Option? Like, oh, yeah. So you never return back after what? You took that option.
What?
You like, never return back after you take that option.
Mm-mm. Like, why even try to
You decided out? To leave.
You make that choice. Granted, I gave you that option, but you made that choice. And as a man, or as a guy, once again, it's supposed to be, you know, not more powerful in a sense, but in this relationship, you kind of supposed to be like the ending factor. Like, this is the bottom line.
Right.
So you chose to leave instead of saying, like, why even give me the option? Let's, you know, revert. Let's do something else.
Like, stop playing in my face.
Right. Don't get us wrong. We're not like, we don't like to be disrespected. It's just one of them, like, it's a Florida thing. Like
it's just more of a
Florida boy love.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like a we don't like. It's not like a form of disrespect to us, because it's more of a because you're not from disrespect. They feel like you're not from disrespect me. Not from
you playing in my face.
Yeah,
that's it.
Because you're not. You playing in my face.
Like, that option of trying to dip. And that's not even because
if I leave,
like, that's not even what I was trying to do. But if I leave, I'm gonna leave.
If I leave, I promise you, I'm not coming back.
If you're dating somebody, you've known them, so you know. Let's say if they're emotional, sensitive to certain topics, words.
Yep.
It's disrespectful, you know, low blows. It's just the way, and that goes into effective communication too. Dialect,
mm-hmm.
vocal range,
mm-hmm.
Word choice, wordplay, like all that is an effective communication. Not just because you brought it up or you came to me like, let's talk. It's not effective. Like, we're the solution, to me, that's effective. Like, if we can high five, bump elbows, I kind of feel like we got somewhere.
People just don't like to get to the, I feel like a lot of people, it's, I don't know why it's so difficult with communicating, that a lot of people don't like to get to the bottom line of the things. They kind of just want to circle around the same problem.
Right.
And not want to figure out what you said earlier, like, okay, so this is what I feel like the problem is. Here's my solution. Now, what do you feel like is your solution?
It's just that simple. To keep us from talking in the same circle. Now, I will say, I have not used this method yet. Mm-hmm. I want to.
Yep.
But I have not been able to use this method yet. I talked about it, so hopefully next time a problem arises, because there will be problems. It's just life. Like, you could be,
relationships ain't easy.
They're not. But I do feel, I am really big on love should not be art. I'm so big on that. And because I'm experienced, let's say that one more time. Relationships are not easy, but love,
it just should not be hard.
That should not be hard. The easiest thing, that's something that you should wake up and just, wow, just like, you just rolled up and gave me a kiss on my lips. Like, it's just easy. Like,
but that's when you know that you actually found, like, a lot of people don't.
You have to obviously experience it. And then sometimes it won't come. It won't come. Because I've had friends who are 25, 27, 29, had kids, been married, but haven't really experienced true love. And I think I'm lucky to say that I have, only because I'm not in a rush. I don't have a goal. I'm not like, I have to be married. I'm focused on having a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not focused on any of that. Literally, it's just like, wow, I actually met this boy in the mall. He thought I was cute. I thought he was cute. He done messed around at Bobby Starbucks and we kick him behind. I like that. And we go from there. And it doesn't always have to work. And I think I said this on or off camera. A lot of times you don't have to be with everybody you like date.
Yeah.
They don't, like, that person could lead you to their best friend.
How you feel about that? What'd you do?
Different.
Loving in this generation is so different.
It's like when you sit back, like being taken, and you sit back and I'm looking at all my friends like that aren't taken, it's just like, it's hard out here.
Girl.
I couldn't even imagine being single right now. I would give up. For real.
They just literally said, they just literally like, Tiana, what? She's like, oh yeah, no. Because you need a timeout. She literally like, you need a timeout.
Just a little step back.
And then just get it back together. And it was so crazy. You know how many step backs and getting this back together that I've ever had to go through in my 20s alone?
20s are tough.
20s.
That's why I don't think marriage should just be in the conversation. Because 20s, they didn't already said it. They didn't say 20s is a whirlwind.
And people normally say like 20s are your selfish years.
They should be.
They should be your selfish
years. And I've heard that the most. So why would you be selfish and get married?
I'm really big on love languages. I'm heavy on it. Okay, so let's go on now. So there's five, right?
Mm-hmm. What's your love language?
I feel like my main, we're gonna pull these up because I always forget the
It sounds so cliche, but I love gifts.
You're a gifty?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm not a gifty.
What?
I'm not a gifty.
Are you a physical touch?
That's one of them, but I think mine is more of hold on, because we're about to pull these up for y'all.
Honestly, knowing your partner's love language
is very important, and I never knew how important it was. So people of love languages, the five basic love languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch.
Oh, quality time would have to be my last one.
Really?
Yeah, that would have to be my last.
That's the last one for you?
Yeah.
So if you had to,
no, my fourth one, acts of service.
Acts of service would be your last one? No, wouldn't have. No, wouldn't have.
No.
See, I feel like,
what's your first one?
I feel like my first one would be acts of service, and then my second one would be like words of affirmation.
Really?
I think it is for me because I don't know, I'm that more person where like, you gotta show me more. You can't, like, you can tell me like all these good stuff, you can tell me the things that, you know, you appreciate about me or things that you want to do for me, so like that, that's all cool. That's nice, but when you actually like acts of service, actually doing that, actually doing things without me having to ask.
Gas.
I like that.
I think that's just common sense. My first one is receiving gifts. I'm a sucker for a gift.
Okay.
That is, and my boyfriend knows that I am a sucker. Anytime I am mad, upset, and I really don't ever get mad or upset or anything. I don't ever feel a certain type of way.
Yep.
A gift, I'm a sucker. Like, and you give good gifts too. I'm talking good gifts.
Okay, so what's the second one for you then? Cause I know you clearly said what you said.
Probably acts of service.
Okay.
Words of affirmation are probably my bottom one because, all right, I hear you. That's why I say it sounds good. Okay. Sounds good.
And that's the only reason why it's kind of like iffy with the words of affirmation. But at the same time, it's kind of like, I hear that you're appreciated.
Yeah.
That probably is my downfall. That's probably why I should be last.
Because hear it.
You affirm things and you're saying stuff and just like, okay.
I don't think, that's just not enough for me because with acts of service being an option, if you could tell me like, oh, I appreciate, let's say, the hard work you're doing, show me.
Yeah.
So act on that.
Exactly.
And then in that, give me a gift, you know? It's just, to me, it all just makes sense.
We love how it makes sense. Now, where would quality time and physical touch fall for you?
Oh, shoot, I forgot about physical touch. I'm more turned on by literally, like, I don't know if it's just because I'm older and I've just done a lot of stuff. Like, physical touch is like, that doesn't fix anything to me. Like, it's cute.
Yeah.
It just doesn't fix anything. So maybe number four, quality time. I'm the only child. Going about your business.
Yeah.
I'm cool off the hell. Like, we don't have to sit and talk and we don't have to do that.
Dang, but not like even a little quality TI in me.
I'm okay. And especially when you live with somebody.
Okay, because that definitely makes a difference.
Yeah, I'm not materialistic, but I am in a sense, if that makes sense.
I understand it.
I wouldn't classify as materialistic, but do I like material things? Absolutely.
I understand that.
100%.
The cutest thing that you've done for him.
I always had, like, my mom always gave me a Halloween basket.
Okay, that's cute.
We always got candy, a little gift.
Right.
So this was our first Halloween.
So when y'all are wondering where the receiving gifts comes from, she's been.
I guess so. Yeah, my parents. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why? And I'm the only child, and I'm a girl. So yeah, that makes sense. So my bad. Halloween. I think I was going out of town for a few days, and he probably didn't want to be alone. So I bought him some little new game for the PS4. All his favorite candy, chocolates, little snacks, and put it in like a little trick or treat basket.
Right.
And filled it with the little filler stuff.
He never ever received that though.
He what?
He probably never ever received
that. No, I guess he had because I was like, and I accidentally left and thought I would be back before him, but he actually got off early and it was like the cutest FaceTime call. Like, you really got me a trick or treat basket? I'm like, yeah. Y'all don't do this for Easter too? Like, y'all don't? He's like, no, I've never even seen anything like that. Called his homeboys, like, you know, she got me the game and my snacks all in like a little trick-or-treat basket. But to me, I was like, oh, that's just something I used to. Then you take the gifts out and then you take the trick-or-treat basket and go trick-or-treat.
You know what's so crazy? Because I think this is probably one thing that I have learned growing is the fact that a lot of, and even for women too, a lot of us, we, when we're not used to certain things, it kind of always comes as a very, like, very shocked, very appalled, but it's not never a thing that we don't appreciate. Sometimes, though, men, when y'all are receiving something that y'all aren't used to, y'all kind of don't know how to receive it. And it's kind of very sickening. Like, y'all don't know how to receive it very good. It's either y'all are shocked or y'all think something going on in the back street.
Like, what's going on?
Right. And it's like, it's not like that. It's really just like,
when a girl likes you, I feel like she'll really like, not pull out all the stops, but
baby,
she'll do stuff.
Yeah. I was that person.
I'm really big on like giving what I want to receive. So I'm a gift giver. Like, I can't wait to the day that I'm rich.
What's the biggest gift that you probably ever gave?
That I ever gave? I'm trying to think. I don't even know because my boyfriend doesn't ask for anything. Like, the most expensive thing he's asked for recently was gold. So I was like a new top and bottom, and he wanted 10 on top, 10 on bottom. So I gave him, it was $1,200. And you, I'm really, like, I like to be creative. So the money box, and then you pull the money out. Like, I think that stuff is so
that's
cool.
That's so cute.
And then you have, like, little stuff that says,
you did not
like,
do it.
Hits. Yeah. So yeah. Stuff like that. I'm trying to think of, like, I don't know, buy his shoes. He doesn't ask for anything. Like, he'll occasionally send me, like, oh, new shoes, like, whatever. Girl, the shoes be $85. Nike, the little Nikes be $100. I'm like, okay, cool. How many colors they come in? Because you over here buying me bags, and I'm not trying to pay you back. Like, but it's just like,
yeah.
I just want to, you know, make sure you know that I appreciate, like, my way of saying thank you is by giving you something. Like,
exactly.
And for him, it's 3 pairs of the same shoe in a different color, because I do that for myself. I buy the same shirt in 3 different colors. Do you feel like your person, like there's one person? I do feel like that. There's one person in this world that's like, you believe in soulmates?
I definitely do believe in soulmates.
I do feel like we only have one soulmate though.
I definitely feel like we do, and I definitely always feel like, my friend Jay Wan said it the best. Shout out to my boy Jay. He said that it's one of his friends, it was our birthday, I think it was today, and he said, this is literally my soulmate, and your soulmate is literally never somebody that you have to date. Mm-hmm. It can literally be a friend.
Most of the time, that's what's happened. I dated a boy who I was like, man, this is crazy, because it's just certain things, like I said, a lot of people you are with, it just, you're not meant to truly be with, or like end up with, I'll say that. Like,
right.
You date them, it's cool, but it's even better when y'all have realized that you can grow.
Mm-hmm.
We're older, we can communicate now, like right. We both got our own stuff going on. And like, once you realize, because I think I went through a phase where it's like, hey, can I live without them?
Mm-hmm.
Dang, can I, like, can I do anything without, you know what I'm saying, talking to them? Or,
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah,
I sleep just fine at night.
Every night.
Every night, like a baby some nights. Like, once you just really realize, like, your worth and, like, who you are, what you truly want, that person is going to fall in line. But I'm really big on, you got to make sure you are straight first. Because if you all over the place, I feel like that's written on your forehead.
And, you know, I never really realized that that was actually a thing.
Yeah.
Until, which I realized I was that thing.
Yeah.
Like, it took me to realize, I had to self-evaluate my own self and realize, like,
yeah.
Okay. And you need to go ahead and fix everything that you have going on, and you need to reevaluate everything that you have going on, even with being selfish with your own time, selfish with the people that you let around in your energy. I was being friends with people who she never even been around my own.
Yeah. But you gotta go through that.
And you have to go through that.
I have, like, people in my house who you look back like, I let them in my house. Like, but during that time, you don't see that. You do not see that. You just looking at other stuff. But being selfish in your 20s,
it's a thing.
Which takes us all the way back. You can't be selfish with a marriage. It just don't. It just doesn't. See how everything just go back to why you shouldn't be married?
It's all full circle, so.
Why you just should not be married. I stand on it.
Okay, so thank y'all for Let's Talk About It, Girl Chat. It's Tiana E. Thank you, Daisha, for sitting and really having this open forum conversation so people can really, like, I want y'all to comment below everything that we ever said. And if you have any opinion about anything we ever said, if you have any questions about anything we said, comment below and tag us on Instagram and Twitter, everything, so we can talk back. Like,
definitely, because I would be in the comments, because we love a good debate.
And I just want to hear what y'all feel about any of the things that you
marriage, know, polygamy,
dating,
soulmates, love languages,
yes,
your experiences of living with someone. I think
it all ties in everything.
Yeah, and it's all a learning lesson. I will say a takeaway: don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Well, one person, what it well won't work with some one person. It'll work with somebody.
Facts.
You gotta just be patient. So I will say that time that you spend in, like, not with somebody, work on yourself and work on your craft. Invest in yourself all the time, but especially when you're in that moment of, like, I don't have anybody.
That downtime.
You need to be working on being a better you. I mean, like,
and especially if you know you're that person that when you're with somebody that you want to be, like,
relax.
Yeah,
fall back a little bit,
and you kind of just want to be like, oh,
that's me.
Like, you want to be all, like, you know, you give the cuddles.
You ever go to the gym when you're mad?
Yeah, I do.
That's the only time I go to the gym. Only time I go to the gym. And you know exactly where to find me. Stop playing with me.
Like, you ain't.
Come on.
Wrap it up.
Look, I'm over here just running the treadmill just to show a little drench of sweat that I done did something. By this time, I done been a better pour the water bottle on me.
He said, wrap it up then.
Come on. Yeah, that's all it is. Open it up. Come on.
So, we're not getting away. I just need y'all to go ahead. Daige, let me know your Instagram.
_DAIJA danger.
Yes, and I will definitely tag that and everything so y'all be able to follow her and hit her up. And if y'all have any questions about anything that she ever said, and if y'all even want just a little more advice, like, she may be open. Y'all may can hit her up. So.
And I really would love for y'all to come up with something that me and Tiana don't agree on.
What do we say we don't agree on? Oh, material things. Like, you said you're not materialistic, but you do like material things.
We're gonna figure that out.
And it's like, I can agree, but at the same time, I just don't like it.
I want something that we can heavily just.
But we need something like, cause we.
I'm standing firm on this and she's standing firm on that side.
Cause for some reason, her Aquarius and my Sagittarius agrees with everything. Like, we agree with everything.
But it's just this one. Are you in a zodiac sign?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
That's her problem.
It's all like my Sagittarius.
That's her problem. Y'all find us something.
Yes.
Find us something.
And if y'all have any other topics that y'all would like us to discuss, or you'd like me discussing in another Let's Chat about it, y'all make sure y'all comment that below. If there's something that you would like to go further in detail on, make sure y'all just hit us up. Y'all make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe.
For sure. Smash that like button.
Yeah, girl. So, do you have any words of encouragement for the kids?
No, I'm just really anxious to do that little closeout that they always do.
What they do?
Like when they put their hand over the camera.
Okay, go ahead.
I can do that.
Yeah.